Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is June the 10th, 2015, Wednesday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 75 of the Follow English Podcast and today I'm going to be speaking about IELTS again. I'm going to be speaking about the assessment criteria for the speaking test. So basically I'm going to be giving you a brief description of the four criteria and maybe giving you some tips on how you can improve, how you can prepare for the speaking test. Again, I would like to remind you that there are other episodes about the speaking test. You can go to the web page in case you want to listen to the other ones as well. You can go to pods.followenglish.com.br and there is a search box. It's pretty easy. If you just search for IELTS, you will see all the episodes about IELTS, and then you can choose, or if you want to be more specific, you can go IELTS speaking and then you will have only the episodes about IELTS speaking test. So it's pretty easy. Just go to pod.followenglish.com.br. You can also add your email to the email list and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there, and you can keep sending your emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to ask any questions or about English or IELTS or any other proficiency test exam, and or about language, or if you want, or if you have any suggestions for future episodes about language. So let's get started. Well, the first criterion is that I'm going to be speaking about is grammatical range. So grammatical range and accuracy. In fact, grammatical range refers to the ability to use a range of structures appropriately. What do I mean by a range of structures? A number of different structures, and appropriately means in the right place, at the right, to talk about the right. So if you are comparing things, use comparative forms adequately or appropriately. If you are talking about the past, use the past correctly, or use the past perfect or the past continuous. So this is... And it's not only the verb tenses and comparative forms and superlative forms, but it's also more specific things like when you want to give emphasis using what clauses, like what I really like about this is la la la. So using, you know, a variety of things, a wide range of grammatical structures accurately. Appropriately and accurately. So this is what grammatical range and accuracy is all about. Of course, the wider the range, the higher your score, basically. And of course, if you think about the scoring system of IELTS, where you have let's say scores going from 0 or let's say 1 up to 9. If you want to go any higher than, let's say, 6, certainly you need to have a wide range. Well, let's move on. The second criterion I'm going to be talking about is lexical resource. Lexical resource is the ability to use a range of vocabulary appropriately. So here it's the same thing. It's a range. So the more, the wider, let's say, the range of vocabulary you use, the better and the higher your score. So if you're able to use, let's say, only basic vocabulary, and only your vocabulary is only enough to discuss familiar topics, probably you will not go above 6. You will, you know, you will get a 4, 5, 6. Other than that, if you're able to use more sophisticated vocabulary, then maybe you will go for higher scores. And what do I mean by sophisticated? Vocabulary that is more specific, more straight to the point, yes? So instead of only describing a house as very nice, maybe you can use more, let's say, specific vocabulary like spacious or cozy, or, you know, something like that, that can add to the description besides saying, oh, I live in a nice house. My house is very nice. I have a nice garden. So using more specific words, that's what I mean by sophisticated vocabulary. The third criterion I'm going to be talking about is fluency. And fluency also involves coherence here. And of course, fluency is the ability to speak without hesitating and pausing too often. This is one thing. But it's also related to how you link your ideas and how smoothly you can communicate and how easily you can communicate. If you can easily communicate and discuss any topic, that's a good sign. So if you can speak smoothly without many interruptions, that's another good sign. So this is what fluency is all about. And of course, if you can add, let's say, some flavor to your speech, if you manage to have, you know, not like commonplace kind of answers, you know, if you're able to give to demonstrate some creativity in your answers, I think that's a good sign of fluency as well. And the last criterion I'm going to be speaking about is pronunciation. So pronunciation is directly related to how easily you can be understood. If you can speak and express your ideas clearly at a natural pace, so that's a very good sign. And I'm not talking only about individual sounds. I'm not talking about how to produce each individual sound correctly, but I'm also talking about connecting the words. I'm also talking about the flow of your speech. If the flow sounds natural, if you can speak clearly and organize clearly your ideas, that's where pronunciation, let's say, meets fluency and coherence. So these are the four criteria: grammatical range and accuracy. Lexical resource was the second one I talked about. Fluency and coherence was the third one, and the last one, pronunciation. So I hope I managed to give you some insights on what you should focus on if you're preparing for the test. One good way to practice for the speaking test is to record yourself, to choose a topic and talk about it for a few minutes. Let's say 1 or 2 minutes, record yourself and then listen to yourself and see if you feel okay, if you're doing well, if you don't hesitate too much. Try to avoid pausing too often while you're speaking. Try to link your ideas, in different ways with different connectors, and also, you know, try to use sophisticated language, and here by language I mean not only grammatical structures but also vocabulary. So try to use more sophisticated vocabulary if possible. These are my tips, and the idea here was to give you a brief overview of the assessment criteria for the speaking test, and I hope you all do well in your IELTS exams. Keep listening, and I hope you're all learning something. I'll see you next time. Bye!